took a little trip to the Barton Bar, Arizona room. Have you ever been there?
I have not, but I've heard it's awesome.
It is absolutely awesome. Central Library on just south of McDowell on the second floor is the Arizona room. And I pulled out this archive, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to have you guess the year. Being okay. A generational Arizona farmer, you may this is something you may get close. We've got more underground water in Arizona. Those heaven-sent rains of last winter and spring put more water into underground reservoirs than it did to those on top. Those hidden reservoirs are just as important to Arizona agriculture and everybody in the state as published in June of 19.
I want to say we had some wet years in the 90s, but that's too early for that publication. So would that be the 70s maybe?
41.
Oh, wow. 1941. And it's the Arizona Farmer. I think it's one of our old publications.
It says the Voice of Arizona Agriculture, which, published continually since 1922. And right. They have archives of these articles that we had to make ourselves leave to stay on schedule. We could have stayed there a month doing research.
So in 2021, Arizona Farm Bureau will be celebrating its 100th year. And so my historian, we just commissioned him about 2 years ago, and he's been doing the research. And he's finalizing, of course, he was working on recent history first because it's easier to do the research. Now he's got to go back the first 20 years of Arizona Farm Bureau's history. And so he's actually going to the Burton Bar Arizona Library section or whatever you call it. And he told me, Julie, there's a wealth of information. So I'm sure he's finding some of this stuff too.
It is, and it's original copies that they have kept and archived, and they've got bound by date. It's or by year. It's a phenomenal resource.
I'm going to have to
get
there.
From what I could tell, it was a bi-monthly publication. It came out every 2 weeks.
Wow.
And the amount of information and the classified ads are so much fun to
read.
Oh,
I bet they'd be fun to read.
From the 40s.
So when I went back in more recent issues, the 40s on, and we've got quite a few bound books, we found that John Wayne was a member of the Arizona Farm Bureau. So if John Wayne is a member of the Arizona Farm Bureau, you and I should be members of the Arizona Farm Bureau. He literally had sent us a written note with a check in there renewing his membership. John Wayne.
That's
the Duke.
That's great. That's going to be a trivia question near future.
Yes, we need it. And the other thing I want to highlight real quick as we wrap up this, and thank you, Capreme Dream Team, as I call you, for being in studio with us, and keep posting all your information as it comes out, especially when the sandwiches come out. But on Fill Your Plate, which is a website hosted by Arizona Farm Bureau, we have a new searchable database, and it's called Visit a Farm. And literally, if you go to that, and it's a mobile-friendly site, so if you're out and about and you're hiking the mountains and you're in Cochise County and you decide, you know, I want to visit a farm before I come back into Metro Phoenix, you can hit that Visit a Farm and search in Cochise County, and up will pop all of the farms and wineries, by the way, that you can visit. And so one of these days, I'm hoping Capreme Dairy, we can have you in that searchable database on the Visit the Farm, Fill Your Plate, and up you will pop, and they can come and visit your goats and see this unique breed and all that fun stuff. So that's one of the new features, and we just launched that this last week, the Visit a Farm searchable database on Fill Your Plate. So it's kind of one of the special things that we do. We have a lot of direct market retail farmers. They may be going into the farmers markets, but we have a few of our farmers that literally you have to go to the farm to get their product. And we love it because it's the best way that we can stay connected to the public, and you don't have to have that disconnect with agriculture. And we have a lot of it. I want to say we have at least a couple dozen farms that you can actually visit.
And that's the point of this broadcast, the first of every month, to help connect our listening audience to the Arizona agriculture and the food they eat. And Gary, you were talking about the ingredients off air. Just recap that conversation real quick. The cost of the vanilla bean, the roots that y'all use, the classification of the dairy.
Madagascar and Tahiti are the two places in the world where vanilla beans are produced. And we use a bourbon Madagascar vanilla bean paste. Again, it represents 2 ounces would represent 12 vanilla beans being scraped. They've had a really horrible monsoon problem in Madagascar, which is rotting the vanilla vines that the beans are harvested from. And so it's really increased the cost of using real, honest-to-goodness bean paste as opposed to extract or artificial vanilla, which we could easily choose to do, but it doesn't give you the flavor and the richness that the bean paste does. So
basically, it's $400 per gallon of bean.
Yes, that's the current cost.
But the pint mm-hmm. is only about $5.
Correct.
To you, the consumer, and you can mm-hmm. pick it up at Natural Grocers, AJ's Fine Food, and you'd mentioned a third one.
We'll soon be in Whole Foods. We're in process.
Or you can go to AJ's today, Camelback and Central. Y'all are giving away free pints.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can come sample it.